You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, a Wisconsin researcher shares new information about how much air conditioning impacts pollution levels.
First, in the early days of President Trump's presidency, stories of immigration raids from Immigration and Customs Enforcement dominated the headlines. The number of deportations that have taken place since Trump took office aren't clear, but his stance on immigration has been enough to unsettle undocumented immigrants nationwide.
That's having an impact on states like Wisconsin, where the dairy industry relies on the labor of immigrants. Nationally, almost half of all dairy workers are immigrants, and experts estimate that almost three-quarters of them are undocumented.
Based on our next guest's reporting, anti-immigrant sentiment since Donald Trump was elected has created fear among undocumented dairy workers in Wisconsin, and some are deciding to leave the country out of fear of deportation.
Alexandra Hall is a reporting fellow for WPR and the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. You can read her piece about this issue on the Central Time Facebook page. Alex, welcome back.
Thank you.
Well, you reported on a group of workers, included an entire family, who were getting ready to leave a farm in Wisconsin to go back to Mexico. Can you tell us what they said about why they made this choice to leave?
I guess I should start by saying that, you know, judging from the conversations that I've had with workers on mainly on farms in Buffalo and Pepin counties in the western part of the state, a lot of them say that, you know, we had always planned on going back eventually, that the plan was to come over here, work for a few years, send back money to our families, and then eventually move back to Mexico. And I think that since the current administration, first of all, while Donald Trump was campaigning and now that he's in office, a lot of the rhetoric that's coming out of the White House, now they're in a situation where they're weighing the pros and cons of staying in the country and seeing what happens, or preemptively deciding to go back in advance of anything that could potentially happen. And so, you know, they're weighing the pros and cons and they're saying, you know, we were planning on going back someday. Is that day today? And that was the case with the Hernandez family.
And Miguel Hernandez had a big role on this farm, this dairy farm in Wisconsin. And he left, and you reported on that departure with his wife and his family. This is what he had to say about why the presidency of Donald Trump was a factor in making him and his family decide to leave.
Because he promised he's going to deport all the people who wasn't legal in the country and stuff. Like, our bosses always told us, don't worry, because he's not going to do anything. But in some states, it's happening.
So in terms of the mood on the farms with the workers that you spoke to, have they seen a change since the election of Donald Trump?
Yes. So we actually met this family when we were reporting a story in March on the Wisconsin dairy industry's reliance on undocumented immigrant labor on dairy farms. And we were introduced by an interpreter to several different workers and families on different farms in this area. And we met Luisa Topole, who's Miguel Hernandez's wife. And she said that she was terrified that she was going to be grabbed by ICE at Walmart, that she would be separated from her children. And that, you know, she described several experiences of hostility towards her and her family in public and her local community. She mentioned an incident where, you know, her husband and another worker were at a gas station, and this was shortly after Trump was elected, and someone made a comment about Mexicans in a derogatory sense, and it was very clearly aimed at them. And so, yeah, I think that they are experiencing a difference. And it also has a lot to do with the media. I heard a lot of people talking about just how closely they're watching the news with, you know, these sanctuary city bills that we're seeing in states like Texas, similar situations that we've seen with Arizona in past years, and kind of like waiting to see if this is going to happen in Wisconsin. As we know, it hasn't happened yet, but just that uncertainty has really put them on edge.
Are the fears that Louisa and others described to you, are they grounded in fact? Are there increased deportations that we're seeing in specifically in Midwestern states?
That's a good question. I guess the short answer is we don't know. The data paints an incomplete picture. We do know that in the first 100 days of the Trump presidency, that nationwide and in the six-state Chicago region, which includes Wisconsin, that arrests have gone up. We also know that nationally, deportations have gone down. And so, you know, there often is a lag between arrest and deportation, and that can be for a number of reasons. If someone contests their deportation, if they stay in detention, if they get out on bond, if they have a prior order of removal, if they have a criminal history, all of that can lead to a gap between before ultimate deportation. And, you know, we also do know that in the last fiscal year that the backlog of immigration cases has gone up 100,000 cases, and that those are most of them are for people who have had immigration violations, not actually have committed crimes. So that's what the data is showing us, what's actually happening, which is completely separate from the rhetoric that we're hearing. And I think that, you know, regardless of is it actually happening, it's the fear that's motivating people to kind of say, like, you know, well, let's look at whether or not it's worth it for us to continue to live here. If it's really this hard, if we're so afraid to go to the grocery store and being pulled over and asked about our immigration status or anything like that, it's really the fear.
And Louisa and Miguel, they have children that lived here in Wisconsin. Did it seem like those children considered Wisconsin home or Mexico? And what about the families as a whole as they lived here for so many years?
Yeah, I think that at least in the Hernandez family, the kids feel American. Their oldest son, Thomas, just finished preschool, was supposed to go into kindergarten next year. And, you know, I think that he's young enough where, as Miguel says in our story, that, you know, he kind of has a sense of what's going on, but he's young enough where it won't be completely traumatizing to just pick up and move to a new country. But, you know, I do know that keeping the family together and also considering what impact it has on your children when they've partially grown up in the United States is definitely a factor that these families are taking into consideration. That's one of the main reasons that the Hernandez family decided to leave now rather than wait and see if things change politically. At the same time, you know, when we were there, I spoke with Miguel's brother, and he has been in the United States for 18 years. He has four U.S.-born children, two of whom are in middle school at this point. And, you know, he seemed really concerned, and especially because he was thinking, you know, now my brother's leaving. All these other people are talking about leaving. When will it be my turn to leave? At this point, I don't think I can because the adjustment would be just too difficult for my kids.
We're talking with Alex Hall right now, a reporting fellow for WPR and the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism, talking about her new piece looking at the recent departures of some immigrants from dairy farms where they were employed here in Wisconsin. And you also spoke with a farm owner, Doug Konepke, who employs farmers like Miguel and Louisa. And here's what he had to say about them leaving.
I don't know where the industry would be right now without them. You know, we're relying on it and what it does for Wisconsin and our economy and that. I don't know where it'll be. They better do something, though. They better do something because they're leaving. You see it right here. They're packing up.
So can you tell us a little bit what brought workers like Miguel Hernandez to Wisconsin in the first place?
Well, I think that they were attracted by an industry that is hungry for labor. You know, the dairy industry is unique in the sense that dairy farmers can't just apply for temporary agricultural visas for guest workers to come from other countries, because the only visa that we have, I guess the only visa that would be applicable to them is the H-2A visa, which is for temporary seasonal work in agriculture. But dairy is a year-long process. You have to keep cows milked 24 hours a day, three times a day, 365 days a year. And so, you know, there was a comment that Miguel's brother made to me as well, that he said, you know, it's strange and it's difficult, almost uncomfortable, that, you know, we know that in Wisconsin, voters really, you know, came out to the polls in support of Donald Trump. And this is the place where they hire us the most. Most of the workers I've spoken to, after they cross the border, they've worked in other states. They've worked in Oregon, Georgia, California, all these other states where agriculture is really big. But they ultimately came to Wisconsin because a friend or a family member from Mexico was already here and said, if you want a job, come to Wisconsin, because they really need people. And in conversations that I've had with farmers, you know, most people say, at least in western Wisconsin, that around 2000 or so, there was a labor shortage. And that around that same time period, Mexican immigrants came in and started, you know, filling these jobs. And it's a really good arrangement for dairy farmers because they need that help. And workers from Mexico are here to work. So they come in and, you know, even like Doug Konepke and other farmers would tell me, you know, it was years before I could even talk them into taking one day off work. You know, they're here to work, and then that's pretty much it. They're not looking to spend their time hanging out.
And in the case of Doug Konepke and that farm, it sounds like he worked pretty hard to try to convince the Hernandez family to stay.
Right, he did. You know, for the years that Miguel and Luisa were living in a home together with their children, there were other workers there who lived in the house with them. This is a house that Doug lived in before. It's right next to the farm. It's so close to the day-to-day operations of the farm that you can actually hear Mexican cumbia music playing in the milking parlor from the family's back door. So, I mean, they are on the farm in the midst of the energy of the farm all day, every day. And when Miguel said that he was going to leave, his supervisors, he says, offered him more money. They offered him, you know, we'll get a trailer and get the other guys to live in there. You can live in this house with your family alone. And he just said, you know, now is the time for me to leave. And that was because of a number of factors. You know, it's the issue of deportation. It's also, you know, his father is ill. And I think that he really had to make a hard choice in terms of, you know, does it make more sense to stay here and keep sending money back to our family and settle down in the U.S.? Or, you know, what kind of moments are we missing out on with our families in Mexico while we stay here?
And Alex, as we wrap up, Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson introduced some legislation back in May that would allow states to set up their own guest worker visa programs. What kind of role could that potentially play in the situations we're talking about, in helping dairy farmers, for instance, retain immigrant workers?
So that proposal is for having states decide what kind of guest worker visas they have, and so that they can mold it to the agriculture that's most prominent in their state. And it makes a lot of sense that a senator from Wisconsin would propose that, since we have such an issue with dairy in our state. I think that, you know, I mean, if they did allow temporary agriculture workers, as Doug Konepke told me when we were reporting the story, he said, you know, they do it for ball players, they do it for all these other industries. Why can't they just allow workers from Mexico or other countries to come in, work during our busy season, which is right now? That's why he's having a really hard time with the Hernandez family leaving. Have them come in, work, and then they can easily go back, see their families, and then come back again when we need the help.
Alex, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was Alex Hall. She's reporter for WPR and the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. She joined us to talk about some of Wisconsin's undocumented dairy workers who are choosing to leave the country.